Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So, game week one is over and done. Salah was doing bits. VAR caused lots of fun, particularly for Sterling's armpits. He smashed 3, Kane got 2, Ober got 1, of course. OGS hit Frank for 4, Burnley took Southampton by force. Fraser and King let us all down, Iosi Perez did f*** all. But there's 37 weeks to go, and Triple Captain will help a points haul.
Impressive.
Welcome to Triple Captain. That might be a regular feature, let us know what you think. That's just my rhymes off the top of my head. Just rustled that up in about 10 minutes.
It's like an opening poem, it's quite nice.
Yeah.
Fantasy poem.
A fantasy poem.
That could be a new one we make.
If you're a poet, get in touch. We could I could read out your poems as part of the intro.
Let's not do that.
It's my actor taking over in there. So game week one's done. How'd you feel, Rich? First week, taking it seriously.
Yeah, I think I had a good week. But unfortunately, I think about 2 million other people had a better week than me. So I'm still outside the top 2 million after week one. But it's all because of the top players delivering, which is, you know, what you want in your fantasy team, I suppose. But yeah, I finished on 70 points after week one, which I'm quite happy with. If I get that every week, I think I'll finish relatively high up. What about you?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. I mean, the average was very high for the game week one.
Usually it's like 40-something or 30-something, right?
Exactly. It was 65, so you still got 5 points over the average. I think 70 points is a good score. There's no need to panic or worry. I suppose it's a little bit disappointing because you see so many other scores out there that did well. But like you say, you know, Salah delivered, Sterling delivered, Kane delivered, Aubameyang got a goal.
Yeah,
no, even exactly. Aguero came on and got a goal.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be a weekend like this again this season where every standout player scores a goal.
No, I'd be very surprised. No,
yeah.
I'm in agreement with you there.
What did you get? What did you finish on?
I got 90.
Pretty good.
It's a really good start. I'm really happy with it. I think the United clean sheet against Chelsea hurt our rank a fair bit.
Definitely. All those Wan-Bissaka fanboys out there.
Yeah, Wan-Bissaka, Maguire, a lot of people had Martial, quite a few people probably had De Gea.
Yeah.
So I think at the end of Saturday, my rank was about 50,000, and then at the end of Sunday, I'm like 295,000. So it made a big difference.
Annoying.
That Aubameyang goal made a big difference. Yeah. But I'm really happy with 90 points, 25 over the average. I had Salah captain, and obviously I had Sterling as well.
Yeah. How many points did Sterling get?
So Sterling got 20.
20, and that's literally the difference between me and you, is that you picked Sterling and I didn't.
Yes.
That is the only difference of how you've shot up there.
Yeah. And also you were very unlucky with the Alisson injury.
Well, yeah, you got... This is the thing, isn't it? It's like Liverpool never deliver for me. It's just being an Everton fan, that's always the thing. This is the only part where Liverpool, I can actually get encouraged about their results and that sort of thing. And then when you see the goalkeeper go off after like 15 minutes or whatever the hell it was, it's like, yeah, this is classic Liverpool delivering for me.
Yeah, that was so unlucky for a lot of people because, you know, who expects...
And it was nothing as well.
Goalkeepers get injured.
He just kicked the ball away, didn't he?
I mean, apparently Klopp said it's going to be weeks rather than months, but then we don't know for definite yet. It's a calf injury, apparently.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to take him out? I suppose you've got to, really, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a calf injury, you know, it's one of them which takes a while to recover from. So like you say, it could be 6 weeks, could be 2 months, could be something like that. You never know, but it comes thick and fast these weeks, don't they? So I just think I'm going to have to swap them out. Should I do it now? Should I do it live?
You could
a live transfer on the
you
podcast.
You could transfer him out now. I mean, I don't know about price rises and stuff because obviously, I mean, what you don't want to happen, and it's so unlikely, but what you don't want to happen is Friday comes around and Pep does a press conference. Say you put Edison in Pep goes, well, Edison's just been injured in training. You know, you never know.
That's good advice.
I would wait.
Okay.
If I were you. I mean, let's just double check that...
They're both still the same price.
That Edison's not going to rise soon. So there's a great website, guys, called fplstatistics.co.uk. And that's pretty accurate. Fantasy Football Fix is another one. And that's pretty accurate at predicting price rises. Edison, according to this, is 87% towards his target of rising. So if that goes over 100%, then he's likely to rise that night.
Right, okay.
FPL always do their price rises at about 1 in the morning.
Right.
So you need to make sure you get in there, because I'm presuming you don't have any money in the bank.
No, I use my budget, yeah. So they do that. It could be any day of the week where they change the price. It wouldn't be a day before the game week starts or anything like that.
It could be, but it could be any day. It's when they hit a certain target. It's according to algorithms and stuff like that.
So right, okay.
Depending on how many people sell it, Alisson, how many people bring in Edison. So Alisson's close to a drop as well. So I'd wait until they're ready to rise or fall. If you want to bring Edison. Is that what you're thinking? You're going to do a straight swap for Edison?
Yeah, I mean, it was a toss-up at the start of the season between Edison and Alisson. Always for me. I mean, you were up umming and ahhing between the two of them, or a discount goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And you went with Pope in the end, didn't you?
I did.
Who delivered?
Pope was fantastic. Got 8 points.
I can't believe that.
I couldn't have hoped for anything better. Obviously, you know, that's not going to be the case all season.
No. But for the opening weekend, from your gamble, it's paid off straight away there, hasn't it?
Yeah, Burnley did so well against Southampton, didn't they?
I mean,
I think Southampton were pretty poor.
Yeah, they're going to struggle this season, you know. Absolutely.
Do you think?
I just don't see what they have. You've got Ings as their goal scorer, who's just been injured over the past like four seasons. And like, I don't know, I can't see them doing anything. The manager's not exciting. The players aren't exciting. Mm. They've got Redmond, and that's about it out of any exciting player that they could have. They could be worth a few clean sheets here and there, but I don't know. I'm not going to have many Southampton players in my team, if any, at all this season.
I'm certainly not interested from that game. Nathan Redmond looked like he was causing a few problems at the start.
Yeah.
That's all I wrote down really from them. Che Adams didn't really do much, did he? The
guy who thinks Southampton are going to win the league. Not on that performance, Che. Sorry.
Not on that performance. So let's just go. So, I mean, if you're light rich and you've got the problem of Alisson, I would say you've got a decision to make. You either go straight to another premium. Or, I mean, if Alisson's out for 2 or 3 months, would you go to Adrian at 4.5 million and use the extra 1.5 for the rest of your team?
From like a skill point, how much is Adrian? Presumably he's like 5 million.
4.5. Yeah.
That is pretty good for the starting Liverpool goalkeeper, isn't it? Obviously, he's nowhere near as good as Alisson. There's a reason why West Ham let him go for nothing. Maybe he's one to consider. I then might have to think about your setup, where I have like a cheaper goalkeeper and another cheaper goalkeeper. Edison was one of, I think it was 6 goalkeepers in history last season to get more than 20 clean sheets in the Premier League. So you're getting so many points from having Edison in, and he's going to start pretty much every game for Manchester City, unless he gets a bloody innocuous calf injury in the first 15 minutes of their next game.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you've gone for that structure and you've gone for that premium goalkeeper, then there's no reason why you shouldn't just switch to Edison, unless you've already got 3 City players, of course, which you haven't.
I've only got Walker and De Bruyne. Could happen. It's probably going to happen the moment we finish recording this podcast, to be honest. I'm just terrified now that the price of Edison is going
to
go up.
Yeah, I think you're right just in case, especially as they haven't worked out whether there's new algorithms and stuff like that with the price rises.
Exactly.
Yet. I think you're probably right. Get Edison in just to settle you down and not worry about it.
I'll be ready for the weekend then as well. I can just put this aside, just enjoy the football and watch it unravel in front of me.
Yeah, it's such a shame though for you. I mean, I'd be really annoyed at that, because my plan was always kind of, you know, unless the first game it was a total disaster.
Yeah.
My plan was always to save my transfer this week, so then I've got 2 the following week.
Yeah.
Where you know a lot more. Fixtures might have turned for certain teams. I know that Bournemouth play City game week 3. So, and I've got Wilson and King, so likelihood is I'll get rid of one of those.
Yeah.
You know, and if I've got 2 transfers, that gives me so many more options than just the one. So I do feel for you there. That's gutting. Yeah. But
it's annoying, but it happens, and like I said, I expect it from Liverpool to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, and Edison might get you more points than Alisson this season, so it might work out to be good.
Absolutely.
Any other notable players from your team that performed well? And if you're thinking about getting rid of anyone, or
well, I brought in Walker last minute for Laporte last week, because Laporte was a doubt for the game. I think he ended up playing, actually.
He did, yeah.
But Walker got the assist for the opening goal, didn't he? First goal of the season for Man City. So I might now leave Walker in going forward and not look to switch back to Laporte at some point, just because he's getting down that line. He literally pulled it back from the byline to get the assist. He couldn't have been any further up the field, Kyle Walker. So I might leave him in. And yeah, he did look really good, to be fair. I was also impressed by Sissoko out of the blue for Spurs.
Yeah.
So I just put him in because I thought, you know what? Might get a clean sheet, might get some extra points for me. There was actually a chance for him on the edge of the six-yard box for Spurs. And I just kind of, you know, when you see your fantasy player in a golden opportunity and you get
someone like that.
Yeah, and you get 10 times more excited because it's your fantasy player. And you're like, go on, Sissoko. And he balloons it out for a throw-in. I was like, ah, of course. That's the Sissoko I've signed.
Yeah. He's, yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's a good long-term option.
No,
but
he was in there for budget reasons. Yeah, he was in there for budget reasons. At 5 million for a starting Spurs player, I think that's just all right value.
Yeah, and he got an assist. That's a great start.
Exactly.
My only worry with Kyle Walker is the signing of Cancelo, you know, from Juventus, the right back.
True.
I think Walker's probably safe for the first few weeks, maybe, but I'd keep an eye on that. Shout to put him in first.
Early doors.
How many points did he get back?
I think he got 8, was it, in the end?
So he got a clean sheet and the assist.
If my app worked, I'd tell you.
Doesn't seem to be working. Don't worry, I think it was about that.
Yeah, it was something like that. What about you? Any standout players? Any surprises?
Well, Pope was the obvious one with 8. He did really well. I suppose I don't really have any like punty type picks.
Yeah.
So none of them are a surprise. I mean, all the defence delivered. I think 9 teams got clean sheets in the league in the opening weekend. So for a lot of people, that was great.
Definitely.
Yeah, 6 from Zinchenko, 6 from Dean. So I had the Van Dijk goal, which I was so pleased about because I said, didn't I, his goal threat.
Yeah,
he looks
absolutely
great from those set pieces. He scored 6 in his last 18.
Yeah.
That's like striker levels.
Decent, yeah.
So I think he will continue to look a threat.
And your decision to pick Trent over Andy Robertson seems justified.
It does for now. I mean, Robertson's obviously going to get points and he was very far forward again. He was putting in the crosses. The advantage with Alexander-Arnold is he's on the set pieces. I mean, nearly banged in that free kick, didn't he? He's on 50% of the corners with Salah. So, yeah, at the moment, he looked really good.
Keeping him in my team as well, I think. Well, I've got no choice because I've got no other transfers. But yeah, he would 100% be staying in my team. I wouldn't be considering any sort of swap if I did have the transfer. What else was I going to say?
And going Alisson to Edison will leave you with another Liverpool slot, won't it, for the future?
Yeah, of course. So I could bring in Van Dijk if I wanted to shore up that defence. At the moment, it's Dean, Alderweireld, Walker and Alexander-Arnold, which is, you know, pretty decent defence, but it's quite spread out across different teams, whereas having them double Liverpool players in, you know, they're going to get more clean sheets than pretty much anybody in the league, aren't they?
Well, do you think... I was going to ask you this because obviously Norwich looked really threatening at points on that first game. And do you think there's a chance that Liverpool aren't going to be as good defensively, particularly with Alisson out now as well?
Yeah, I think you could be right there. I think Adrian, with the goal that Pookie scored, like it was a good finish. It was
he
in
took
the corner.
It so well, didn't
yeah, he
it?
Did. But I think Alisson would have been equal to that, you know, because Adrian just looked a little bit slower getting down, whereas Alisson just like Alisson's not like the most in shape of athletes, not that I can talk, but
you're not an athlete.
True, but he didn't get down as fast as I expected Alisson would, so I think they may struggle. But Alisson got a lot of clean sheets last season because teams they faced hardly had any shots against them at all. Teams who just sat back and tried to play for a draw, you know, your likes of Burnley, Southampton, teams like that who probably know they're not going to get 3 points at Anfield, so they just try and hold out for the 0-0. You might get some clean sheets against them, but against teams that like open up a bit like Norwich, a bit like maybe Watford or something like that, who will try and play against your Bournemouth, they might get an odd goal. They'll probably still get battered like 5-1 or something, but they will concede.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
I mean, that's what happened. I mean, he took his goal really well, didn't he? And he's definitely one for my watch list. Pookie, particularly when their fixtures get a bit better.
Yeah.
I thought they look really good going forward.
Yeah.
Terrible at the back. Avoid their defence.
Absolutely.
Good scored, God, avoid their defence.
That clearance which ended up in the own, is in an own goal.
Yeah.
It's so Norwich. So after me bigging him up all pre-season, is Billy Sharp going to be on your watch list?
The only reason that he isn't is because he didn't start. So we don't know what... what's the manager's name, Sheffield United? Is it Chris Wilder?
Wilder, yeah.
We don't know what he's going to do, so...
No. I couldn't believe it when he scored, you know.
You had him in the whole time.
I was bigging him up all the pre-season talk. He was like 5.5 million or whatever it was.
6 million.
And I just knew he was going to score. And then I listened to you and Ben persuade me to get him out of my team. And then he prods home an equaliser on his first ever game in the Premier League in the last few minutes. Absolutely devastated.
Yeah, that is disastrous.
At least James Justin didn't score. Yeah. Seems the other one that was big enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, James Justin didn't start, did he? So,
right, exactly. Yeah.
As predicted.
Yeah. Did Perez start for Leicester?
Yeah, Perez played. He didn't do a lot.
Because he was like the one who you were hoping would deliver for being a midfielder instead of a striker.
Yeah, and he was playing, I think he was playing advanced.
Was he?
With like, Vardy, yeah.
Okay, like number 10, like a bit behind Vardy.
I think so. To be fair, I've only watched the Match of the Day highlights from that, and it was 0-0, obviously, so there wasn't a lot to see.
Yeah.
I think from what I've heard, Perez did okay. So he's just a wait and see. He was the one I was kind of worried about, really, in terms of returns, because you're not sure when you've just signed for a new team what they're going to do. But Leicester will play a lot easier teams than Wolves. And so I'm keeping him for now. My other worry is Gylfi Sigurdsson. So talk to me about Everton, because they still didn't score after all that pre-season of not scoring.
Yeah.
What went wrong against Palace?
So we've had 3 0-0s on the trot now, which is crazy if you include our pre-season friendlies. Mm. Obviously, I didn't see all the match, but by the sounds of things, the first half we dominated. Like we had more possession and more shots in the whole game.
Mm.
Sigurdsson actually had a great chance after like 5 minutes or
something. Yeah,
I
saw that from the Luka Dean cross as well. I mean, that would have been perfect.
That would have been ideal for
me. And have you got Siggy as well?
I've got Sigurdsson as well, so, and Dean as well.
Yeah.
So it just dropped like just outside the penalty spot for him, and he usually just thrashes it from there, and he went for the side foot.
Oh, yes.
And just
yes.
like popped it wide, and I was like, what's he doing?
And Van Aanholt cleared one off the line from him as well.
Yeah,
from
absolutely.
So.
It was a frustrating one. And then we got Schneiderlin sent off. I mean, I don't think anyone picked Morgan Schneiderlin, but gutted if you picked Morgan Schneiderlin. Gomez got injured for us as well.
Mm.
So that's two central midfielders missing straight away. So it's probably going to have to be the new lad, Baman, who's probably going to start. Don't think he scored many goals in Germany, but he'll probably be a cheap option for a starter for Everton next week against Watford at home, which I'd like to think we'd be favourites for.
They've got great fixtures, you know, Watford, Villa, Wolves, Bournemouth, Sheffield United are the next five games. But you just worry that, I mean, I suppose on another day, Siggy could have had two goals.
Exactly.
So hold for now.
Yeah.
I'm certainly going to keep him for now. But he could be the one that, you know, because he's at 8 million, it's an easy move to someone like Martial, or even, you know, a 5 million midfielder, and then I could upgrade Wilson to Kane.
Yeah, or something like that.
I mean, if one of those players comes to the fore.
Yeah, I mean, you were looking at Richarlison as well, weren't you? It was a toss-up between Richarlison and Sigurdsson. And Richarlison looked a little bit more alive. Obviously, he's been playing international football for Brazil over the summer, so he still looks like he's got, like, the fitness, and he's not had, like, a summer off, that sort of thing. So he might be worth more goals than Sigurdsson right now.
He had his chances, didn't he?
I mean, I
certainly wouldn't make a move from Siggy to Richarlison, because then if Siggy scores, you're kicking yourself, aren't you?
I think
sideways moves, I never really do. What about Zaha? I'm definitely interested in Zaha now.
Yeah, he's he started on the bench against Everton. Presumably, if they were playing any other team, he would have started, but because his head had been turned by the transfer and that sort of thing, that didn't happen.
And the African Cup of Nations hadn't played a lot pre-season, fitness, you know.
But he came on and he was obviously their best player again. So it's like, if you're going to have anyone in from Palace, it's probably going to be Zaha, unless you want to budget Kelly in at the back, who started, surprisingly.
He did. I mean, I think you'll be safe with Kelly for a few weeks. I mean, you're probably not starting him anyway, are you, if he's in your team? He's probably on the bench. But
yeah,
got a clean sheet. I think Zaha is the type of player that will see this as just another opportunity to go, look, I need to put in the performances to make someone pay 80 million for me in January.
Yeah, true.
I don't think it's going to hurt his game. I think he'll just get better. He's got a lot of fire in his belly, hasn't he? And I think he'll be going, well, I really want my move.
I think especially in them home games as well, because Selhurst can turn into like a bit of a cauldron when it gets going. The supporters there are mad for it.
Yeah.
And the players just absorb that when it turns into that kind of atmosphere, really.
Yeah.
So the home games especially.
Watch out for Zaha. And I'd say watch out for Milivojevic as well, who takes the penalties. If Zaha continues with winning those penalties, you know, he never misses, does he, Millie?
Shout out to producer Ben for opting for McGinn.
Oh, yes, yeah. Let's talk about Villa briefly then.
Go on.
So
obviously, he's delighted. He's not here today. He's sunning it up in, where is he again? LA? No, Torquay. That was it. Torquay, yeah.
Yeah, background Ben's in Torquay, so we're missing him today. But yeah, he had a great first week. So I'm just getting my notes from the Spurs Villa game. Yeah, they started really well, didn't they?
Yeah, really did. Yeah, scored after 20 minutes, less
something
than 20
like
minutes.
That. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a lovely run and finish from McGinn, and he looks like a good option at $5.5 million, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, and a midfielder who was the furthest forward there, ahead of the entire back line of Spurs, and he put that defender on his arse, didn't he? Before slotting it right into the corner.
Great finish.
Yeah. I hope he can keep it up for the sake of his fantasy team points. Producer Ben. Has Producer Ben actually got more points than us?
I think he got 94.
Did he?
I think he had
if he did, let's
start.
Not bring it up.
he got 92.
92.
So yeah, great good start. McGinn. He had Harry Maguire, De Bruyne, Sterling and Salah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done really well.
He's got De Bruyne, Salah and Sterling in his midfield.
Yeah, he's playing a 4-5-1. He's gone double McGinn and Grealish. That could right. really hurt him in future weeks.
It could do.
And he's got Heaton in goal. So he's got triple Villa. But it's worked so far.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
fair
far.
Play.
He's the man laughing it up at the edge of the pool in Torquay.
In Torquay. And there's always a $5.5 million midfielder that comes to the fore. It could be McGinn this season. I mean, I'm not going to jump on him straight away, but I'm certainly going to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, 100%.
It was a good start. Again, though, I'd avoid their defence. Spurs had 31 shots.
Oh my God. Sissoko is one of them. Chin out for a
14 throw. Corners. Kane had 8 shots, which is the most in the league.
Yeah.
Kane's the one for me where I think, well, is he going to be back to 29, 30 goals a season?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. It was a toss-up, really, between Aubameyang and Kane. I obviously went with Aubameyang because he did it last season. But I feel like Kane could surpass Aubameyang this season. Is Kane more than Aubameyang still? Am I right in
saying?
No,
they're the same price.
They're the same price.
I think you made the right choice initially because of fixtures.
Yeah.
So obviously Kane's got City next. Aubameyang's got Burnley.
Yeah.
Aubameyang's a great captain option if you've got him for week two. But then I think Arsenal's fixtures turn a little bit. So you could quite easily go, you know, if you've got now all the problems in your team, you could quite easily go Ober to Kane to Ober and switch them. And I don't think that's a bad way to go. They're both going to score goals, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're both top quality strikers. It's just...
You can't really
can
go wrong. Exactly, yeah. You can't really go wrong with either. It's just getting on them at the right time. So yeah, I'm interested in Kane. I'm interested in Aubameyang. Obviously, my team structure at the moment doesn't allow for either of them. But game week three, I'm certainly going to be looking when I've got the two free transfers to see, well, can I get either one in? Are they worth it yet? You know?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get rid of Salah or Sterling.
No, you can't do that. I mean, I've suffered from game week one for not having Sterling in there. So, yeah, I might have to throw a wild card in at some point in the next few weeks, maybe, if he's getting hat-tricks every bloody week.
Yeah.
And everybody else has got him as triple captain. We were just looking at the top team, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
In the world. And he triple captained Sterling on week one.
That is a great start. You're not really going to get better than that. Exactly. Triple captain, hat-trick is your best.
Mental.
Unless it was a double game week and they got, you know, 4 or 5 goals. But, yeah, Sterling's a season keeper for me. I just don't see why I would get rid of him. It's the same with Salah. I mean, there's talk of, like, you know, maybe selling Salah down the line when the fixtures turn. I made that mistake last season. I just think over the course of the year, he's going to be the best option again. And so Sterling. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Should we do a question?
Should we jump into the stat pack?
Oh, the stat pack question. Yeah, let's do the stat
pack.
We
jump into the stat pack?
Yeah.
So every week, we're going to do the triple captain stat pack question. What was the one we did last week? I'm trying to remember what it was.
Last week was, there was only two teams in the league that had no 0-0 draws.
That was it. Last season.
I got one of them right.
You got one of them, which was?
Spurs.
Spurs, correct. I think the other guesses were Manchester City and Manchester United, I think, were the other guesses.
Ben guessed Brighton, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Brighton, yeah. Either way, they were incorrect. So, last season, Spurs and Arsenal, neither of them got a 0-0. But should we do this week's one?
Yeah.
So this one should get you thinking maybe about if you're going to have a cheap option or a regular occurring player in your side.
Okay.
Who may not do a lot, but they'll play every game. So only 3 outfield players managed to play every minute of Premier League football last season. One was Connor Cody at Wolves. Another was Ben Mee at Burnley. But who was the other one? Hint, he's a midfielder.
And he played every minute.
Every minute of the Premier League last season. I'll give you another hint because it's quite hard.
Okay.
He played for a bottom half club. Regular name. He'll have got you decent points last season as well.
Okay.
In FPL.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Don't give away too much.
No. Yeah, I mean, I really can't. I'm going to have a guess at Doucouré for Watford.
Good guess. Incorrect, though.
Okay.
Incorrect. Okay. So we'll put that on Twitter.
Yep.
And then we'll reveal it on Twitter this week.
This time we'll reveal it on Twitter.
If not, we'll definitely reveal it on next week's podcast.
So to our massive amount of followers on Twitter. We're 35.
Exactly,
yeah. It's growing. It's growing all the time. Let's do a question and then we'll talk about the mighty Manchester United.
Okay. Okay.
Hi Luke, hi Richie. This is Alfie, I'm 11. After the league started on the weekend, and Mane didn't, do you think Mane will be a rotation or we'll see him this season?
Do you think Mane will be rotation this season? Nice one for your question, Alfie. Not so sure about the nickname Richie, but I'll take it. Yeah, what do you reckon?
No, he definitely not. No. I think out of everybody, out of the three up front, Firmino would be the one to maybe go. I think Mane and Salah are just chew-ins every week. I can't see. Origi is a great player and he played really well again. I think he got 12 points. So anybody that had him in for game week one, great result. But you're going to have to take him out down the line because Mane will take his place, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's the same. He's had a bit of... Did he have a bit of a knock or he was on international duty or... something like that over the summer. So he's obviously not fully fit.
It's just lack of match fitness, I think. Yeah, that was all it was.
And that's why he's not played. I mean, he's...
He came on, didn't he, as well, and looked lively, so...
Yeah, I mean, he got the golden boot. You can't get somebody who's got the golden boot last season in rotation, really, can you? You can't be playing him every bloody week, surely. Mm. Especially if you go and try and win the Premier League.
Yeah. Origi might get more minutes. Yeah. But it's too much of a risk to put in your team, isn't he?
Origi will 100% get more minutes than he did last season, because last season he was just like the forgotten man. I think he ended up scoring... 4 goals in all competitions or something last season.
Played great in the Champions League, didn't
he? Yeah, exactly. He scored against us in the derby as well. So, you know, he does get a goal here and there, but who knows when it's going to come. So Mane is definitely going to be more of a regular starter, in my eyes, for that one.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, that about covers it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, Luke and Rich. My name's Charlie and I'm a Man United fan. After the result of the weekend, do you think it's time everyone playing FPL got over themselves and put some United players in their starting lineup? And also, do you think we're going to win the league?
You could argue Manchester United are quite lucky because Chelsea looked really good in that first half.
Yeah.
4-0 was quite a flattering scoreline. I think Abraham hit the post in the first half.
He did.
Emerson hit the bar. De Gea was the busier of the two goalkeepers. Yeah, they somehow went in leading at the break through Kurt Zouma and his terrible defensive issues. He was great for us, not so good for Chelsea.
Mm.
Read into that what you will. But will you be bringing in any... of those goal scorers for Manchester United at some point?
The thing with United is, like you say, and I'm a United fan and I loved that game. It was so...
Everything went
so
right,
so much
it?
More than I expected. I really didn't think we'd do that. But there are caveats. We were a little bit lucky in that first half, definitely. I mean, De Gea made a good save. De Gea looks back, really, doesn't he?
Fingers crossed he is.
But yeah, like you say, Emerson hit the bar. Emerson has got a great shot on him and he's a left back. If Chelsea can get it together and keep some clean sheets, he could be a really good option,
yeah.
I think.
Interestingly, though, in ahead of Alonso, who was on the bench.
Yeah.
And Alonso is one of the most expensive defenders in the game. So it's like, is he going to start ahead of Alonso this season?
It looks like it, doesn't it? Yeah. Lampard looks like he prefers Emerson. And on that evidence, he looks to be right. But at the moment, I won't get him in because the clean sheets, they look dodgy, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. I'm -4 after one game. It's not ideal, is it?
But yeah, I mean, I think Rashford only really had the one chance and took it very well, and the other was a penalty. Martial only really had the one chance. Daniel James was the only one who had the... It was a deflection and went in. So I'm not rushing to get United assets in. The worry is that a lot of people do. Say a lot of people get Martial in and then he goes up in price and then suddenly you can't afford him. And then if he does keep scoring, it then hurts your rank. So it's a tricky one, but I'm not getting any of them in yet.
Yeah, I mean, you look at those players who scored, particularly Martial and Rashford, they're not really week in, week out goal scorers. They'll pop up every now and then with a goal. Like when Solskjaer first arrived, Rashford was in great goal scoring form, but then, you know, it kind of faded away. And Martial, he's always in and out of the team, really, isn't he?
He is, although I think he's going to be in a lot more now.
As a starter.
Yeah, look, now Lukaku's gone. Ole's made a lot of noise about Martial. He's doing that. He's taken tactics straight from Alex Ferguson's playbook.
Right.
And saying, you know, you're going to get a new Anthony Martial this season. He's given him the number nine shirt.
Yeah.
He played him up top with Rashford on the either side, Rashford and Lingard either side. He's putting a lot of faith into him and he's being very vocal about it. He's really giving, and I think he is that type of player that needs the confidence. He was gutted when the number nine shirt was taken off him when Zlatan arrived.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got it back now. And so, and he's a confidence player. So I think as he's a midfielder on the game as well, he could be a great option. But for me, it is, it's definitely a wait and see.
Yeah, yeah.
For now.
See how it develops rather than taking a gamble on it at this early stage, especially when everybody else has already got Salah and Sterling, Kane delivering for them as well.
Yeah.
It's a proper gamble going on Martial, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be for either of those. I mean, at the moment, I think, you know, Sigurdsson to Martial looks like a great transfer at the moment.
There.
I mean, 0.5 million saving as well. And because I've got Siggy as well, it doesn't matter too much if Martial did go up in price because I've still got that 0.5 gap. But yeah, it's worth keeping an eye on those United assets. But as I say, they've got Wolves away next, which is tough.
Yeah.
They were a little lucky against Chelsea. Let's see what happens.
Who knows? Could be more clean sheets coming on United's way. But speaking of attacking assets, just a brief note. Brighton winning 3-0 against Watford.
Yeah.
Are you going to be looking at any Brighton players going forward, maybe? I mean, you called it, didn't you? You said there could be an upset there, Brighton beating Watford. Did you suggest that in the last podcast?
Yeah, yeah. I thought Potter could get off to a good start.
Yeah.
And they were impressive.
And they did.
They had a good start. I mean, did Dunk at the back, got 11 points.
Did it?
Got an assist, clean sheet,
oh,
bonus.
God.
Yeah.
Dunk.
Although, you know, I think two of their goals were from players who came off the bench.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in any of their assets just yet because none have really come to the fore from that game. I think there's talk that Montoya might be a good option at the back. It all depends if they can keep the clean sheets. And it looks like they're going to improve, but it could have been a case that Watford just weren't at the races.
Watford had chances and they just didn't take them. So another day, you know, it could have been 3-3 or something like that. But
I like the look of Kiko Firmino on the right, right back for Watford. He looked like he was quite advanced.
He's definitely more of an attacking fullback than a defensive fullback.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they haven't kept a clean sheet in 16 games.
Right, okay. Well, there's your answer.
So again, it's clutching at straws really, isn't it?
A few assists off them.
Yeah. But we'll wait and see on Brighton. What about you? Anyone catch your eye from them or not?
Not really. I mean, the one guy who I was considering, which was a gamble, admittedly, and I didn't take it, was that Trossard, the guy they signed.
A few people put him in.
Belgium, yeah. And I don't think he started.
He didn't even come on.
He didn't even come on.
No.
So, yeah, glad I didn't gamble on that one. But he could definitely be one going forward for assists and goals because he's one of the best players in the Belgian league last season. Whether he can do that in Premier League is yet to be seen.
Yeah. Should we do another question?
Yes, let's do that.
I am top of the Fantasy Football League. The question is, can anybody catch him? I think not.
So that's from my friend Jason there, just bantering me about being top of the league after the first game. We've got a little cash league going and there's always good fun in that. Jason got 94 points from his first week, so great work. But he is starting Kelly.
Is he?
He started Kelly of Palace. He got lucky there.
Yeah.
He's also got Walker Peters. He's also got Jay Rodriguez.
What?
There's no way you're going to beat me over the course of the season, Jason. He's got Salah, Sterling and Kane in the same team.
How's he manage that?
Which is
because he's playing bloody Kelly.
It's because he's playing Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it remains to be seen, Jason. You're 4 points ahead of me after week one. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. So should we do a quick look ahead to game week two?
Yes. Let's do that.
Who are you going to captain?
So I'm going to continue to captain Salah. I mean, we've just seen Southampton get absolutely by Burnley. So I'd like to think that Salah could at least get one against this Southampton team. Away to Southampton, I should say.
And you're going with him over Aubameyang?
Yeah, again, that's another one because Arsenal playing Burnley at home. Yeah, I just think Southampton are weaker than Burnley.
Okay.
At the back especially. And yeah, it's just got to be Salah again. He tends to score most weeks. And at the last week, it was either him or Sterling. Who is City playing? Tottenham. Bit more of a risk captaining Sterling this week than it is Salah. So Again, going to go with Salah this week. What about you?
Yeah, I'm the same. I think the majority will go with Salah, and I'm happy with how I did first week. I don't think there's any need for me to take a risk just yet. I think Salah's the solid option. I haven't got Aubameyang or Kane. I've got Sterling, but like you say, at home to Spurs is trickier for City than Southampton away for Liverpool. I'm hoping King and Wilson do something for me against Villa. I think they're more likely to produce something than they were against Sheffield United, who looked solid at the back. Yeah. You know, I think Josh King didn't even have a shot on goal.
Oh, didn't he?
So, you know, that it could prove to be the wrong move putting those two in, but with two transfers, game week three, there's always move to.
And they've got decent fixtures as well, haven't they, the first few weeks, Bournemouth?
Yeah, for game week three, they play City, which is the problem. But then after that, they've got Leicester, Everton, Southampton, West Ham.
Yeah.
So, I'll probably keep one of them. I probably won't take both of them out.
Yeah.
But one of them might go after Villa. I can't have two strikers playing City in game week three.
No, that's too much of a risk, isn't it? Yeah.
And transfers, obviously we spoke about yours. You've got to get rid of Alisson.
I'm forced into it, aren't I? I can't have a fully injured goalkeeper in my squad, because I'm definitely not going to put in McGovern, I don't think. although they are playing Newcastle at home.
He won't start though, will
he? So you never know. Yeah, true. It's just going to be a straight swap for me. It's kind of enforced, which is a shame, but the fact that I can bring in Edison's not too gutting, gotta be honest.
And a little shout out to Lundstrom at 4 million, who got 3 points.
Yes,
got a little bonus. He got a bonus point for Sheffield United.
Did you have Dendonka as well?
I do, yeah. Who had his goal disallowed, he was on my bench.
Yeah. You must have been bloody made up when you seen that going though at the time.
Yeah, that was a weird one, wasn't it, with VAR?
Don't think we're going to see the last of that.
No. And also quickly, I'll just reel off the players that are on my watch list after the weekend. Pookie and Buendia at Norwich, Zaha, Rico at Bournemouth, who's 4 million, Ashley Barnes, of course, who scored 2 goals, Trezeguet, I like the look of, at Villa.
Yeah, looked decent.
McGinn, of course, Kane, of course, KDB, and then from Sunday, I've got Maguire, Rashford, Martial, Pogba, Emerson, Barkley, Aubameyang, and Matt Ritchie, who is down as a defender for Newcastle, who started on the left wing.
Yeah, that's a good one, that. And I think he takes corners as well. Set pieces.
Yeah.
Sorry. So he's definitely an option there for attacking defenders. Looking at the weekend coming up, are there any upsets in the fixtures for you? Because last week you called that Brighton were going to beat Watford. You're correct. What did I say? I said that Chelsea would beat United. So I was very incorrect about that.
Oh, yeah. And I think you also said Sheffield United could get a result at Bournemouth.
Yeah.
That's fair. You got that. I think I also said Villa could get a result at Spurs, which they were looking good at one point. But then they kind of went to pieces at the back. Looking at these fixtures now, I think Norwich could beat Newcastle.
Yeah, I could see that happening, because they look good going forward, like you said at the beginning of the pod.
Yeah, and I think Sheffield United could beat Palace.
Yeah.
At home, away results, I could see Burnley getting a result at Arsenal.
Do you reckon? No.
Come on, the Burnley.
No way, I'm not having that.
So each week we're going to each pick a player that is less than 5% owned, and see who comes out on top for the week only. Who are you going to go for this week?
So I was listening to the Newcastle-Arsenal game on the drive back from London yesterday. And this guy came off the bench for Newcastle who I hadn't heard of, but he put in a sterling display. Alan Saint-Maximin.
Great.
Yeah. So he's only owned by 0.7% at the moment. He came off the bench, new signing. He's not even got his picture on FPL yet. That's how good he is. But he came on and he was just causing mayhem. He was just running at the Arsenal defenders, trying step overs here and there. Every team in like mid-table Premier League needs a chaos player who you come on, you have no idea what on earth they're going to do. And this guy got like the Newcastle supporters like standing up, going mental for him. So I feel like he could be one possibly this week against Norwich to get a goal or an assist or a red card. Who knows? He just seems like that kind of chaos player. Who's so I'm going for him.
Nice pick.
Alan Saint-Maximin. Great name as well.
Cool. Well, I've gone for a player in the same fixture.
Oh, yeah?
I've gone for Teemu Pukki. He's 4.6% owned, so it's a lot higher than Maximan. Yeah. But I feel like Norwich at home, they looked great going forward against Liverpool. Definitely. I think he'll get a goal against Newcastle. So we'll see. Pookie versus San Maximan to start us off.
Two great names.
Yeah. So that's about it, I think, isn't it?
That's about it, yeah. Just send us your voice notes if you can. triplecaptain@samrebel.co.uk is the email you want. They're always good to get loads of them in. And then, yeah, follow us on social media.
Yeah, @triplecaptain3 on Instagram and Twitter. I'm @LukeJurdy on both. And
yeah, I'm @_Wolfenden on Twitter and Instagram as well. My Instagram story is great, so please watch it.
There you go. Yeah, watch it. Get in touch with us. Any questions you've got. But yeah, send them as voice notes, and that would be great. And good luck, everyone, for Game Week 2.
Just a quick shout out to Matt McCourt of Manchester United. 102 points, top of our fantasy league at the moment. Well done to you, mate. Not going to be there for long.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.